Web Wake Up Show. I guess first thought for me today is my wife and son are headed off to Liberia this afternoon. But, you know, there's some real perks with this. Peggy most recently has been somehow getting to Madison and then catching a bus from Madison to O'Hare and flying out of there. And now, today, actually catching a United flight, I believe, right out of Eau Claire this afternoon. That to Chicago, then to Brussels, then to Liberia. It takes a while, but... And thanks so much. Thanks so much to you generous listeners who have supported our Backpack to School Challenge. Yes, benefiting those through the Eau Claire School District and so many backpacks and school supplies distributed a couple weeks ago. And also through Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls. Praise the Lord for that. But for the fourth year now in a row, kids in Liberia, West Africa, getting backpacks and school supplies and hundreds of pairs of shoes. And she was explaining in our small group last night how that all works. And it's a challenge, but you kind of know the ages, and there's more girls than boys. And you get the shoes, some from the U.S., some in Liberia. The ones in the U.S. are made better. And kind of go from there. And so it's a God thing. So, again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. All right. Today in history... On this, the last day of the eighth month of the year, last day of our August catch and match. So thanks so much for supporting WIB Incorporated this month. And one last day to do it, to match up to the $52,375 given by 32 generous supporters of the ministry. This day in history, in 1887, inventor Thomas Edison received a patent for the kinetographic camera. The device produced moving pictures. Been pretty impactful. Also in 1969, former heavyweight boxing champ Rocky Marciano was killed in a plane crash in Iowa. He's the only heavyweight champ to have finished his career undefeated. And also in 2020, 6 years ago, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Seaver, a very famous pitcher in the 70s, died at the age of 75. Finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. For this last day of August is, God's never looked in your mirror and wished he saw someone else. Psalm 86:5. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Goff says, I saw a sign once that said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. I loved it because, let's be honest, what choice do we have anyway? The hitch comes when we're trying to be just about anyone but ourselves. We all do this. We want to be thinner or richer. We want to have a better degree or more popular friends. We all have the same basic desires. We want experience. We want to experience love, purpose, and connection. People try to sell us stuff all the time by tapping into these basic needs. We want to experience love, so we strive to have relationships that will let us feel loved and accepted. We want purpose in our lives, so we'll join or identify with social groups and issues and begin defining ourselves this way. We want connection, so we buy what it takes to wear the uniform of the social groups we want to fit in with. Most of all, what all of us want are those few authentic relationships, and we'll trade who we really are for who we think we need to be. Well, Bob Goff says, God tells us a different story about love and belonging. When he saw his creation, he said it was good, and there were no exceptions. He said, you and I were created in his image with all the wonderful variety that includes. God made some of us sensitive and others analytical, some slender and some burly, some soft-spoken and some rambunctious. The fact is, we're God's most creative act. If God wanted you to be like other people, he would have made us all the same. God chose to surprise us with different parts of his character and personality by showing part of himself through you, through me, and even the people who occasionally drive us nuts. Be yourself and let others be themselves, because that's the starting point of God's love. God has never looked in your mirror and wished he saw someone else. Today's closing question, what part of yourself can you embrace more? What part of yourself can you embrace more? But right now, what about for today? What are we learning at WIB.com/celebrations? I'm glad you asked, because there's birthday Bob, busy, hard at work. Bob, I didn't see that earlier, but I see it, and he's got two today. Wow. All right. Well, first of all, happy 59th birthday to a very talented contractor, Mark Larson. Bob says, congratulations on the many beautiful homes you've completed over the years and many relationships you developed throughout those years of work. We so appreciate you and the family and your willingness to help in so many ways. Hold on to those wonderful 50s. Happy birthday to Mark Larson. And also Ruth Lindner, we learn about from Bob. Happy birthday to Ruth, the very kind and loving sister-in-law Bob says, thank you for all the joy you bring to our families and your many friends. Hope you had an amazing birthday yesterday. So, yeah. All right. We also had seen posted Loretta Schlageter with, I'm going to understand this maybe as a birthday today. So just celebrate. Happy birthday, Loretta. And also from Saturday, Melissa Winter or Dave and Sally Winter says, my in-laws celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary on Saturday. So that's awesome as well. So then Friday, I think we covered Leanne Swanson for Gabe Swanson. We may not have, but saying our son finally finished his permit classes and passed his test. We're in need of another driver in our house after his dad had a medical event and lost his vision with all the post-trauma. This is a win. I don't think that must have been after we did the 620 or so on Friday. So glad we snuck that one in. Thanks so much, Leanne, for sharing that about Gabe. So again, we love celebrating with you. That's why we've created wib.com/celebrations. I don't know if we got this one in, but also from Friday, Diana Fergola had a birthday as well. So we got the drummer ready. Now, the first two drawings, right, are for $25 gift certificates for Jim Bob's Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. Now, Jim Bob's is involved in the grand prize drawing with a $50 gift card. And by the way, you know about their great pizza, but have you tried their Mangiare roll? But the first two drawings, these are to be picked up here, and they are for $25 and spending at Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. So we are about ready to go. And I've numbered it today, I'll just tell you, rather than from the beginning of the month to the end, I've numbered from the end of the month to the beginning. So for what it's worth, just letting you know. Here we go. Drum roll number one. For the first Jim Bob's gift certificate of $25 at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. And the winner for this one is Riley Raven. Congratulations. Nominated by Brianna Noble. And Riley Raven is number 32 out of the 34 entrants we had this month. So it wasn't our highest month, but it wasn't our lowest for sure. So you guys are loving wib.com/celebrations. All right, let's do it again for somebody else to win $25 to Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. And this time around, we get number six, which is 3, 4, 5, and that is Tina Crijan. Tina Crijan, congratulations. You are going to Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. All right, one more. We're looking for one more here after Tina won that time. So let's give it one more drum roll. This is for the grand prize, right? A free coffee, tea, or latte from Victory Coffee House and Cafe in Menominee. You'll pick up the grand prize. They're open 8 to 3 Tuesdays through Saturdays, plus a $50 gift card from Jim Bob's, plus a $50 gift card from Mainstream Boutique, an ice cream birthday cake, or $30 of candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee and Rock Falls in the summer. Viking bowling package for four in Colfax, two games, shoes, and a two-topping pizza, and $30 for Dave's Drive-In in Chippewa Falls. We've got some other goodies thrown in here as well, and so you're going to love these. And so this is it. The grand prize winner for August is okay, and that's very, we're going to have to do the drum roll again because, yeah, let's do it again. All right, drum roll again. Here we go. Keith Reese, yes, congratulations. Jennifer Reese, she and her husband John won the grand prize earlier, and this is their grandson. Happy first birthday. We'd gotten the message just on Friday. That happy first birthday to a very special boy that we love. He's eligible. Yeah, he got they mentioned his celebration. And so he takes home the grand prize this month. Congratulations to little Keith Reese, 1 year old. And you can't say he never won anything, huh? Well, it's the end of the month. That means another Made Pro winner.
Yes, WWIB is partnering with Made Pro this year to give a deserving veteran or current service member a free 4-hour cleaning every month.
And a big hooray to August's Made Pro winner, Mr. Schwab.
Now, his wife wrote, my husband has spent 20 years serving in the U.S. Navy, answering the call whenever his country needed him. She says he has missed holidays, special occasions, and precious family moments so that others could enjoy the freedoms we often take for granted. She continues, he never asked for recognition and would probably say there are others more deserving.
That's exactly why she says that she's nominating him. She says his dedication, selflessness, and commitment to service have been unwavering for 2 decades.
A Maid Pro home cleaning, she says, would be a small but meaningful way to honor a man who has spent so much of his life serving others before himself. She says, thank you for considering his nomination and for supporting our military families.
After a crazy summer and constant commotion, wouldn't all of us love a Maid Pro four-hour clean?
You can nominate your service member today at wwib.com/maidpro. That's wwib.com/maidpro today. And again, we'd love to have you go to wwib.com for all sorts of things. WIB.com/celebrations. I know you had a winner earlier this morning as well, too, or actually several winners, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had three winners earlier this morning. The drawing, end of the month for, of course, the first two for Jim Bob's Market on the River. What a wonderful location there in Chippewa Falls. And then six different prizes rolled into one, and congratulations to a young one-year-old, the grandson of John and Jennifer Reese, goes away the winner. Well, looking ahead to September, though, and we know the start of school and things like that, so here's a few things that September has for us, including Labor Day 1 week from today.
Yeah, the latest Labor Day can be. Also, 2 days after that, the NFL season begins on September 9th. We were talking off the air. The NFL is starting on Wednesdays now,
yes.
So they're just trying to take every single day they can.
They sure are. Day and night. Also, September 11th will mark the 25th anniversary of that black day, 9/11/2001.
That is amazing to me that it's been a quarter century.
I know.
The U.S. Open women's singles final is on September 12th.
And the U.S. Open men's single final is September 13th.
Be sure to reach out to your grandparents on September 13th as well. That is Grandparents' Day.
Huh? On a Sunday, the Emmy Awards is September 14th.
What September has for us here in the WIB Wake Up Show, a few things to look forward to in the month upcoming. Talk Like a Pirate Day is September 19th, a great way to confuse family, friends, coworkers, and teachers.
Autumn begins on September 22nd. As we get closer, we'll give you the exact time.
So everybody's bringing out the PSLs and the hugs and the sweaters and such, but we've still got three solid weeks of summer left.
You love summer.
I do indeed. Dolly Parton Day is September 25th, 9/25, or 9 to 5, of course, famous song.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I thought it was cool. The Buckingham Palace Band played that last week in tribute to her. Dawson had it on the drive. There'll be a full moon on September 26th.
And also September 26th in Virginia Beach Farm Aid. I have no idea what that is, but apparently it was notable enough to make this calendar.
I'm thinking raising money for family farms.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, hey, great cause.
Last day of August, August Catch and Match wrapping up tonight at midnight. Right now, though, on the WIB Wake Up Show, four things you didn't know yesterday.
Yes, four things that we may not have known, but we read it first, so now we're going to share it with you. Some interesting factoids that you can share around the dinner table tonight or water cooler, etc. How about this? The most recent published National Bridge Inventory, didn't know there was such a thing, counts 624,193 highway bridges in the U.S. There's a lot of them. I know I just drove over a recently renovated one to get to my in-laws in Dallas, Wisconsin yesterday. It was a wonderful little bridge. Great job.
That's a lot of bridges. Here's the second thing you didn't know yesterday. A giraffe's roughly 20-inch tongue is long and dexterous enough to help clean its ears.
Oh.
I mean, they got to clean it some way. They don't have Q-tips.
Yeah, use your tongue. Four things you didn't know yesterday. Train robbery is still a thing. Criminals stole $200 million worth of goods from 75,000 thefts on U.S. freight rail networks last year. In 2025, $200 million worth of train robberies.
I had no idea.
Wow.
The things you learn in the WIB Wake Up Show. And finally, we'll close it out with this. The U.S. Postal Service moves 361 million pieces of mail a day.
Where it is after they move it, no one knows, but they do move it. Kidding. But that's a lot of mail.
It is.
Appreciate our postal carriers so much.